Republican Scott Walker and Democrat Tom Barrett won't be the first candidates to make it through a campaign without explaining exactly how they'll balance the budget. But they might be the first to spend this much time talking about the budget in terms of food.
This is my lunch. I pack a brown bag each day.
Tom, how about some pie?
Sounds great, but I'm cutting back.
Walker's brown bag movement and Barrett's plan to put Madison on a diet have been their way of saying that nobody will feast at the table of state government next year. They both emphasize spending cuts to balance the budget. But neither has identified enough cuts to completely fill the shortfall. And Walker has talked about a variety of tax cuts that could make the budget hole billions of dollars deeper. The biggest spending cuts that Walker has promised, he's yet to identify.
It seems like every time I pick up the newspaper, there's another headline about our tax dollars being wasted.
Walker says he'd form a commission to identify $300 million in waste, fraud, and abuse to cut out of the budget. On this point, two budget experts agree. It's not as easy as you might think. Wisconsin Council on Children and Families Budget Project Director John Peacock says the first thing every governor and legislature have done when they faced a budget shortfall is to cut $100 or $200 million off the top of state agency operations.
Just say, we're not sure where you're going to find this, but find it.
Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance Director Todd Berry says the easy cuts have already been made.
There's not going to be low-hanging fruit.
As far as other cuts go, Walker says he'd permanently eliminate 4,000 state employee jobs that are currently vacant. Both Barry and Peacock say that won't do anything to address the pending $2.7 billion deficit. The budget idea Walker discusses the most would have state and university workers contribute the employee share of their pensions. This would save the state money. Just how much is hard to say. Peacock says one of the obstacles is that the next governor would have to get unions to agree to the idea through collective bargaining.
You can go that route, whether you can actually pull it off, I think remains to be seen.
Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett brags that he's the candidate who's offered more specifics on the budget.
I think it's important for me to be specific. I'm a Democrat who knows how to balance a checkbook.
Barrett's plan to cut spending is lengthy and includes ideas that range from consolidating IT agreements to cutting down on energy in state buildings to cracking down on tax deadbeats. But the savings Barrett estimates for his big ticket ideas may not be possible. Barrett says that by giving Badger Care Plus enrollees an incentive to select lower-cost HMOs, the state could save $200 million a year. John Peacock is skeptical.
I think that that's an overly optimistic estimate.
Barrett also says he'd save the state nearly $340 million a year by having local governments join the state employee health care plan. Even if unions go along with that, Todd Barry doubts the potential for savings.
It's important to remember that the state health insurance premiums are rather high, too.
Walker has also proposed a variation of this that would include local school districts. But the thing is, saving local governments and school districts money only reduces the state budget deficit if the state cuts funding to local governments or school districts. Neither candidate says he plans to do this. Which leaves a lot of questions, because schools, local governments, health care, the university, and prisons are where most of the state's money goes. If the candidates aren't talking about cutting those budgets or raising taxes to balance the budget, they're not giving voters the whole picture. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.